This is Tom Rowe with the local news for Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. You can go to newsroom.wgxc.org for more information about anything you hear here, including links to all the local publications, Twitter feeds, blogs, newspapers, magazines, and more at newsroom.wgxc.org. John Mason is reporting in the Register Star that the Hudson Common Council will vote next week on a plan to reduce the cost of the proposed police court center by paying its architect more than $30,000 to modify the building plans. The modifications could reduce the overall price of the project by $600,000 to $700,000. The total cost of the facility, to be located at 701 Union Street, is estimated to be $3.1 million. The resolution now before the council would authorize a payment of $33,500 to the architectural firm Sabir Richardson and Weisberg and would require the modifications be completed by October 1st. Mayor William Hallenbach said if the project goes out to rebid and then on to the construction phase, it will be under new leadership. Public Works Superintendent Robert Perry will be the clerk of the works, replacing Mayor's aide Gene Shetsky. The aldermen will also vote next week on whether to sell the existing police station and court building on Warren Street, once vacant, and use those proceeds to defray the costs of the new facility. Read the full story in the Register Star. U.S. Representative Chris Gibson sits down with a Daily Freeman reporter for a question and answer session Wednesday, August 12th. The interview will be shown on the web live and archived at the dailyfreeman.com website. It's at 10 a.m. Wednesday, August 12th, and archived later in the day at dailyfreeman.com. The Kinderhook Republican is serving his third and final two-year term in the U.S. House of Representatives. Gibson announced in January 2015 he would leave Congress at the end of 2016 and possibly run for statewide office 2 years later. Go to newsroom.wgxc.org for a link to the Daily Freeman's interview with Chris Gibson. Matthew Hamilton is reporting at Capitol Confidential. Governor Andrew Cuomo and New York City officials announced Tuesday, August 11th, they are drafting uniform regulations to combat Legionnaire's disease. The statewide regulations will be implemented by the governor using his executive authority. The regulations will mandate timeframes and processes for cooling tower maintenance, including fines for those who do not comply. Statewide registry of cooling towers will also be established. The regulations are on track to be completed in the next few days. The death toll from the Legionnaires outbreak in the city has risen to 12. More than 100 cases have been reported in the South Bronx. Officials have traced the Legionella bacteria to cooling towers in more than a dozen buildings. The elderly are especially at risk from this form of pneumonia. Read the full story at Capitol Confidential, a Times Union blog. Mid-Hudson News reports that the state comptroller's office criticized the weak town of Saugerty's information technology procedures in a review last year. The audit said the town board did not restrict administrative access on a need-only basis or create a town computer policy. It also noted that Saugerty's was unprepared for hacking or disaster recovery. Town Supervisor Greg Helmsmortel replied that, quote, the town has and will continue to institute corrective actions to improve its information technology as described and encompassed in the future projects and goals and several policies, unquote. Read the full story at Mid-Hudson News. Three pipelines are proposed to crisscross the northern Hudson Valley, with the Constitution Pipeline running along the I-88 corridor in Schoharie County, the Pilgrim Pipeline running from Albany south through Greene and Ulster counties, and a third Kinder Morgan Pipeline crossing Rensselaer and Columbia counties into Massachusetts. WNYT reports that on Tuesday, August 11th, protesters outside the state headquarters of the Department of Environmental Conservation called on the DEC and Governor Andrew Cuomo to reject the Constitution Project. Scott Waldman at Capital New York reports, quote, even though Governor Andrew Cuomo banned fracking, a move that converted some of his harshest critics into his advocates, he has actively worked to make the state more reliant on natural gas, and more natural gas means more pipelines are needed, unquote. On August 10th, Capitol New York reached out to both sides to report the status of the Constitution Pipeline. Quote, a spokesman for the DEC declined to comment on when or how the state will rule on the pipeline, unquote, the online journal reported. Quote, a spokesman for the Constitution Pipeline effort, Christopher Stockton, said the company was ready to move forward as soon as the DEC signed off on some of the final documents, unquote. Read the full story in Capitol New York. Today is Wednesday, August 12th, 2015. It is the second Wednesday of the month, and there are public meetings around the area. Athens, the village board meets at 6:30 p.m. at the Athens Community Center, 2 First Street in Athens. In Catskill, there's a Zoning Board of Appeals meeting at 6 p.m. at Town Hall, 439 Main Street in Catskill. In Claremont, there's a Planning Board meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall. In Columbia County, the Board of Supervisors meets at 7:30 p.m. at 401 State Street in Hudson. Copake, the Hamlet Revitalization Task Force, meets at 7 p.m. There's an Environmental Committee meeting also at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 230 Mount View Road in Copake. In Ghent, the Planning Board Application Meeting and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting is at 7 p.m., both at Town Hall, 2306 State Route 66 in Ghent. Hudson, the Planning Board public hearing on the amended site application for 347 Warren Street and the full Planning Board meeting are canceled. That was going to be this evening. Jewett, the town board meeting at 7 p.m. at the municipal building is still on. And in Kinderhook, there's a town 9 and 9H corridor committee meeting at 7 p.m. at Town Hall, 4 Church Street in Niverville. And the Kinderhook Village Board meets at, and has a budget hearing at 7 p.m. at 6 Chatham Street in Kinderhook. National Weather Service in Albany has issued a hazardous weather outlook for the region. There's a chance of non-severe thunderstorms this afternoon. And they say... they are possible afternoon, partly sunny with a high near 78 with a 40% chance of those scattered showers. Wednesday night, partly cloudy with a low around 56. Thursday should be mostly sunny with a high near 78 and a low around 55. And Friday, there's a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms after 2 p.m., otherwise mostly sunny with a high near 84. You're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM Acre.